Okay, so we mentioned that the Catholic priest, per the teaching of the church, is to preach on either the gospel of the day, either on the saint of the day, or on the events of the day that affect our moral and ethical living. I'm going to stray from the gospel, but it does really apply, because what is the gospel about? It's about judgment, right? And so I want to talk today about something that has just happened in the last week that I think is pertinent to the salvation of souls. And that is everybody who has become judge, jury, and executioner in the judgment of the USCCB and Catholic Charities. Now, I want to clarify something real quick. The CRS, which is Catholic Relief Services, and Catholic Charities, everybody who's been posting online, at least I have not seen it, seems to not know the difference between the two, okay? There's a big difference between Catholic Relief Services and Catholic Charities. What's happened is I did a talk on Saturday on human trafficking. And in that talk, I explained how we can do to help do our part to end human trafficking. And I have to admit, I'm utterly amazed at the amount of Catholics that have attacked and said that the Catholic Church is doing the trafficking, the USCCB and Catholic Charities. Now, first of all, let's set the fact straight. And I have a great research team. I've spoken to Father Kaz on this. I've spoken to my theologians on this. Chris Sparks did things. I've spoken to Father Bob. I've spoken to so many people. And I got a very clear, what I believe, explanation for you here, which is very understanding for your church to understand. Because so many of you are posting hundreds of comments saying that Catholic Charities is involved in human trafficking. We want to clarify this. First of all, let's start with the CRS, the Catholic Relief Services. This is separate from Catholic Charities. Now, yes, there has been some complaints, I'm not going to deny that, about CRS. Michael Voris and Church Militant used to target them regularly. And just recently, Lepanto, this might be the cause of many of the complaints out there, is the Lepanto Institute. Issued an article that three African countries, Cameroon, Zimbabwe, and Lesotho, are morally complicit in things going against Catholic Church teaching. They claimed, and I have no reason to dispute this at all, we will acknowledge the truth as the truth. You all know me, all right? The truth is the truth, whether you like it or not. And this is one that I have to acknowledge is the truth. The CRS has, it appears, and I'm not disputing this, implemented health referral networks that had abortion and contraception promoters and providers. Now, this is from the CRS's Catholic Relief Services purchase and use of inherently immoral sexual and HIV educational materials, such as countries that were promoting, for instance, condoms to reduce AIDS. Yes, this is wrong. Okay, nobody is trying to justify this, nor am I even trying to deny it. But CRS is not the Catholic Church. CRS is a group that actually receives up to 80% of its funding from the government. Okay, so this is not the Catholic Church. It is trying a group to live the Catholic values. And yes, are there some problems? Absolutely. This referral network did, it appears, to include Planned Parenthood indirectly, because again, they receive government funding. However, before you completely condemn them, you better look at the direct Planned Parenthood donors. You ever shop at Walmart? You ever eat at Taco Bell or Subway? You ever buy a coffee at Starbucks? You ever pay by PayPal? You ever watch an NBA game? You ever eat Kellogg's cereal? You ever use a MasterCard? You ever go to McDonald's? You ever fly United Airlines? You ever wear Nike shoes? You ever shop at Dollar General? You ever have Microsoft on your computer? You ever drink a Pepsi? You ever use a Verizon cell phone? Every one of them are major contributors to Planned Parenthood. Okay, so I just want to make that clear. So there is an indirect involvement. However, as wrong as this is quite different than organizing human trafficking. And this is what so many hundreds of you are saying on our Catholic website, on our YouTube channel, that the Catholic Charities, which is different from CRS. I just gave you the description of CRS. Now let's talk about Catholic Charities. Everybody's claiming Catholic Charities is organizing human trafficking sex rings of children. This is deplorable, okay? And this is what everybody's saying, even Catholics. We have been so brainwashed. You know how this all came about? This came from claims against Catholic Charities being involved in human trafficking came from a man named Alex Jones and his group called InfoWars. Now, they recently lost a lawsuit because the same guy claimed that Sandy Hook never happened. It was a hoax. The children were actors and the parents were all lying regarding the shooting in Connecticut. Unbelievable. He lost this lawsuit. Newsweek published an article about Alex Jones being accused of staging a confrontation over children migrants in a video. Here's what happened. Alex Jones and other members of InfoWars are accused of filming a situation with a driver who had a carload of children. The children, he had no evidence of anything of what was being done. They weren't wearing seat belts. So he called them out on not wearing seat belts, but posted this video because the driver of that car was from Catholic Charities. So this Catholic Charities driver had some children in the car, not wearing a seat belt, and Alex Jones films this, posted it online, gets millions of views, goes viral, and accuses the driver of Catholic Charities of smuggling and trafficking these children. Well, go to the fact-finding websites, such as Snopes. They ruled that his claims were false. All right, he was saving children from being smuggled at the border, false. Many social media users caught on to this and questioned him and his story of the smuggling claims. He's one of the most famous conspiracy theorists in the world, okay? Now, in a statement in response to this, Sister Norma Pimentel told Newsweek, she is the executive director of Catholic Charities in the Rio Grande Valley. She is heartbroken. She condemned this video as contrived misrepresentation of the organization's work. She stated that Jones staged a confrontation interrupting the goodwill of someone, because you know what was really happening in that car? The Catholic Charities driver was taking those children to the Humanitarian Respite Center because they were separated from their parents. Yes, she quoted, they should have had seatbelts on, but the Humanitarian Respite Center and Catholic Charities are not involved in any human trafficking or smuggling networks. This is a lie and completely contrived anti-Catholic defamation. Pimentel added that the organization of Catholic Charities, different from CRS, has worked with the administrations of President Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden to ensure the humanitarian treatment of asylum seekers, which includes giving them clean clothes, food, and rest at these human respite centers. That's where this driver was taking those children. Now, Catholic Relief Services has addressed human trafficking in more than 145 projects around the world since the year 2000. Sister said, our approach to combating human trafficking is based on Catholic social teaching and mandates that we protect, preserve, and promote human dignity. You know why? That they are accused of this? Because Catholic Charities has always helped migrants. and in helping migrants, and I just got done talking to Father Cass 5 minutes before this. Father Cass said, you know what? I can vouch for Catholic Charities. I worked for them. When I was in Washington, D.C., I helped migrants. I helped migrants arrive. Now, whether or not your view on immigration, I admit my view on it is we need to stop illegal immigration, get it, you know, but I'm not here to talk about that. To make it legal, all that, I'm not here to talk about that. What I'm talking about is Catholic Charities, whether or not you like immigration and how it's handled or not, their job has always been to help migrants, to get, as I said, quote, food, clean clothes, rest, and help to preserve their human dignity. Now, she goes on and says, the ministry of care provided to migrants by Catholic Charities has been ongoing since 1910. To care for people who are at risk, including the vulnerable people on the move, is part of the fabric of the global Catholic Church and is mandated by the gospel. In other words, Catholic Charities, because they are helping migrants and transporting from place to place, are being accused of human trafficking. And because there were children that were separated from their parents, it's being accused of sex trafficking of children. I'm sorry, you're going to write me 1,000 letters saying that I'm getting political. At this point, as I said before, go ahead. Because this has to be spoken. I know of nobody else that is publicly trying to defend the truth of this matter. Now, another one on this Bill Walton show. This is how these things get started. Immigration and Homeland Security expert John Zandranzi explained that Catholic Charities and other groups that resettle refugees are basically conspirators in human trafficking. How in the world do you make that conclusion? He says, and they are being used by the government to launder illegal immigration. Well, okay, maybe if they're not filing a certain piece of paperwork because they're trying to get the person to get a dinner so that they don't starve to death or whatever, okay, maybe you could find something in the process that isn't 100% correct, but that is quite a bit different than human sex trafficking that hundreds of people have posted on our video from Saturday that it is the Catholic Church that is doing the human sex trafficking. I'm sorry, this is deplorable. Now, to finish, humanitarian groups, such as Catholic Charities USA, again, separate from Catholic Relief Services, they go to places of earthquakes, disasters, again, not a Catholic Church group, funded by the government mostly, trying to help. They have been indirectly involved in Planned Parenthood, but so are you. As I said, if you wear Nikes, shop at Walmart, or drink a Pepsi, you also are just as complicit as CRS in abortion and contraception. Just letting you know. So humanitarian groups like Catholic Charities have been accused of engaging in human trafficking because of efforts to assist migrant arrivals in the U.S. through virtually all Catholic Charities humanitarian efforts, though, however, are vetted. All of their work is vetted and even funded by good people. The migrants are typically delivered into the Catholic Charities' hands by members of the U.S. Border Patrol. So the members of the Border Patrol bring the migrants to Catholic Charities. They themselves, Catholic Charities, insisted its response to its humanitarian care of food, clothes, bathing facilities, and shelter is provided legally. Okay? And so here's what they stated. The reality is, if there were legal pathways for people to come to the United States who are in need of protection, that would be the biggest dent that you could make against human trafficking. Have a legal procedure. Instead, there isn't one right now. Instead, in the meantime, Catholic agencies, charities, and agencies are trying to provide humanitarian relief to the people in need. In other words, in the midst of a broken system, Catholic Charities is trying to help these people. Now, whether or not you're for or against immigration, I'm against illegal immigration personally, but that doesn't matter what I personally think. What matters is that these are human beings. These are human beings that Catholic Charities is trying to help. And 90% of Catholics now believe that the Catholic Church is trafficking, sex trafficking. Again, horrendous if we are believing this and falling for this without the facts. So if you are spreading these comments and you are contributing to it, you are guilty not only of detraction, but calumny. And that is a mortal sin. And so for over a decade, the United States Catholic Conference of Catholic Bishops has been a national leader in advocacy and education to eradicate sex and labor trafficking. But there are dozens of comments on that YouTube saying the USCCB is leading the way in child sex trafficking. This is demonic. This is demonic. The USCCB has even received support to help the victims of human trafficking, and so that's what they have to use it for. So I hate to bring this up, but I can't be a priest and not address this as I watch my church yet again be falsely accused. In a way, it's par for the course. Jesus was falsely accused. No difference in his church will be falsely accused. But I'm going to do my part to try my best to give you the truth. And the truth is, while CRS, Catholic Relief Services, Yestas has some indirect involvement to contraception and to Planned Parenthood, and this is wrong, it's entirely different from human trafficking. And CRS is entirely different than Catholic Charities. And I've read every one of those comments, and I've yet to find one person that knows the difference. There is a huge difference between CRS and the CCUSA. And the Catholic Charities USA, for being told by this Alex Jones, who made up a story with one video, that now the entire world is saying that the Catholic Church traffics children in sex trafficking. I can't believe that we think, without any evidence, that we hear a rumor and then we promulgate those rumors, that it needs to come to an end. For what my little part is to do that, so be it. But please know the truth before you start spreading it. And for all those who didn't, God bless you. There's, for every one that did this, there's 1,000 of you that didn't. So thank you for those who are still staying with the truth of the real story. And for those of you who have posted that the Catholic Church is leading the way in human sex trafficking, I pray for you. Please repent. Please go to confession. And please educate yourself, because this is what I've been working on for the last 2 days. And so I feel very confident in what we have told you today is the truth. God bless you.
Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you. Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit DivineMercyPlus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's DivineMercyPlus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.